This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. The Palm Beach Zoo and Conservation Society came to life in the 1960s as the modest Dreher Park Zoo and featured a limited number of animals. It has grown dramatically in the decades since, and it's a feast for the ears as well as the eyes. Angela Cruz Ledford is the media relations manager at the zoo, and she shared some stories with me of its inhabitants, including the rescue of one of its jaguars.
The backgrounds that they have, Muchacho's story is very different because he was discovered in Peru at the point of death, and he was kept in a house and was about to starve to death. They were actually going to euthanize him because he was so bad off. His teeth to this day are still corroded, but somebody here in Palm Beach heard of his story and brought him here, sponsored him to come here to the Palm Beach Zoo and look at him. He's 20 years old now. So that's a success story. Now we're coming up to Tiger Falls. Exciting news about Tiger Falls is that we are doubling the habitat size, more than doubling actually. So we're in the process of construction. We're hoping for an August launch date. And we currently have two Malayan tigers, Barapi the female, and Barapi's 10 years old, and Mata the male, he's 8 years old. And we're hoping that they will become a family. There's a Bagus and Heijun, the pair of Siamangs. People love them. They're very fun. We do a Siamang talk at 4 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. You can come out and learn about how your choices in the grocery market make a difference for their habitat in the wild. That's something we also preach here, is that conservation starts with us. Every decision you make, every dollar you spend is a vote. And so we always encourage people to purchase items that are sustainably made. One of our big things is palm oil. We always encourage our guests to consider purchasing from the Round Table of Sustainable Palm Oil, because Malayan tiger habitat is affected by palm oil production. They're destroying Malayan habitat to grow palm oil plantations. So what you can do is make sure you find products that are made from sustainable palm oil, and that won't affect Malayan tiger habitat.
Photographers and artists are also drawn to the zoo's natural beauty.
We're here with our art class from FAU.
From FAU?
Yes. It's a special day. Yeah, it's for our final project. We have to do like a human-animal kind of mashup. So we're here studying the animals for the day.
And sometimes you just have to be on your toes.
We're racing to hear the singing dogs who would not sing for us when we were there. But of course, we turned our backs and now they're singing.
The Palm Beach Zoo is located in West Palm Beach. For more information, visit palmbeachzoo.org. You can follow me on Twitter at Arts Radio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.